Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Welcome to Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. This week we're going to be picking up on more topics of high-tech interest. And if you're not interested in high-tech, then you've listening to the wrong podcast. So, go away. All right. Not that we don't want you. You know, if you're interested in technology, you need to be here listening to the doctor. Always listen to your doctor. There you go. All right. We're looking at This Week in Tech, and This Week in Tech has been boring. I'm talking major, major boredom all week long. Nothing has been going on. You say, well, Dr. Bill, what are you going to talk about? You know, I'm not entirely sure. This has just been an incredibly boring week in technology, but we do have a few topics to talk about, and we are going to talk about a few things that will be interesting to you, so hang in there. Just because everybody else had a really boring week doesn't mean that we need to end the week in a boring way. Okay. If you look at my blog, which, by the way, in case you don't already know, is drbillbailey.net/blog. That's drbillbailey.net/blog. You got it. Dr. Bill, how do you say that so fast? Well, practice, practice, practice. That's the way you do that. But anyway. One of the things I talked about in my blog this week, just below the article that is presently out there on the smallest mobile robot built, which is actually kind of an interesting article in itself, I might as well mention that, it is a tiny, tiny little robot. What makes it so cool is that it is a robotic device that is totally untethered, meaning there's no wires going to it, you know, totally self-contained, yet it is very small. How small is it? I'm talking very small. Maybe like 200 micro milligram thingies, whatever, microns. Yeah, that's a technical term for those of you that aren't aware. But at any rate, this tiny, tiny little robot, I mean, give you an idea. They've got a picture of it on the link on the page. If you go to the link that's in the blog, which of course is drbillbailey.net/blog. Yeah, you got that. If you look at the picture of this little robot sitting on a penny, all right, on Abe's beard, it takes up just the tiniest little fraction of his beard. It's about a third of the length of his mouth. Now, I don't know about you, but that's doggone tiny. And yet this thing can move on its own, and it is just a super amazing little device. And of course you say, well, why do we care? Well, it is one of the more recent directions in science to work with nanotechnology. Nano meaning small, small technology. And eventually there's the possibility that little tiny robots like this could be injected into the bloodstream and actually be directed to repair things like cells, remove cancer cells, repair blood vessels. Pretty amazing stuff. Now, would you want one running around in your body? Not me. But hey, the technology is still pretty cool. Alright, what I really wanted to talk about, what I was trying to get to, is IPTV. Now, IPTV is way cool. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to open my Diet Pepsi. Thank you. There we go. It's kind of bubbling a little bit, you know. Okay, let me move the microphone. Yes. Much better. Okay. The thing about IPTV is this. Regular broadcast TV has gotten more and more boring. Yeah, this is a boring week. Everything is boring this week, all right? But TV has definitely gotten way boring, and it's just overpoweringly so. And, you know, I don't know about you. I'm not one of these guys that likes reality TV, you know, where they get on and they're competing for something or they're running somewhere or they're doing something and you're supposed to be so terribly involved in whatever it is they're doing. No, just doesn't do anything for me. Give me a good science fiction show, give me a good Star Trek, give me a good Friday night on the Sci-Fi channel. You know, hey, that's Dr. Bill, all right? So most TV, boring. Don't care anything for it. Well, it's gotten worse, and it's going to continue to get worse. And I guarantee you it will appeal to the lowest common denominator among the, shall we say, intellectually challenged of our society. So what is our hope for good TV? other than Friday nights on the Sci-Fi Channel. Okay. Other than that, what do we have to look forward to? Well, those of us, let's say like me, that are science fiction fans and that are Star Trek fans, we want to see more Trek. Well, guess what? There isn't any Trek on TV right now. None. Okay, there's reruns, but nothing new. And I've seen every Star Trek ever made. Now, you may say, Dr. Bill, you can't have seen every Star Trek ever made. Would you like to place a bet? I have seen every original series, every Next Generation, every Deep Space Nine, every Voyager, and on and on and on, every Star Trek movie, everything ever made. And actually, I'm such a big Star Trek fan that on the original series, I can probably tell you what the name of the episode is and who wrote it in the first few minutes of watching it. I know that really just shocks you, and you're probably in fear and trembling over that, but it is true.